This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House prosecutors spent the day Thursday hammering away at U.S. President Trump's dealings with Ukraine as they continued to lay out their case in a Senate trial. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
One House manager, California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, tells the Senate President Trump had no choice but to obstruct Congress by refusing to turn over documents concerning his actions with Ukraine.
You may assume the documents that are being withheld would probably incriminate the president. Otherwise, why wouldn't he have provided them?
But South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says Lofgren and the other House managers seem to be following an old adage.
That if you just say it often enough, it must be true.
Trump is accused of seeking a pair of investigations by Ukraine, including one of Joe Biden and Biden's son, using congressionally approved military aid as leverage. Tim McGuire, Washington.
As the number of reported coronavirus infections soared Thursday to 584 cases worldwide, the World Health Organization warned that the outbreak in China represents a high global risk. However, the WHO stopped short of declaring a public health emergency of international concern. Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
Despite mounting concern and extraordinary measures taken in China to protect the public, the World Health Organization on Thursday said it was too early to consider an international outbreak of a new virus to be a global emergency. Speaking in Geneva, the WHO director said, quote, "This is an emergency in China, but it has not yet become a global health emergency. It may yet become one." The WHO announcement comes as China imposed unprecedented measures to control the newly identified coronavirus. Most public transport in the city of Wuhan, population 11 million, was suspended on Thursday and people were told not to leave. Video obtained by Reuters show empty market stalls where people have been panic buying and rushing to stock up on supplies.